Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, precious saints of God. Yes, indeed, Jesus is that living water. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. We are in the book of Isaiah the prophet. We are in chapter 32, and we're looking at verse 2. And it reads this way, "And a man shall be a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." This morning, Sister Linda, my wife, spoke to Val Feagles to confirm that we were scheduled to be at the nursing home today at 10:30. In that call, Sister Val Feagles informed Linda of a woman by the name of Mary Nixon who is soon to die. And Mary Nixon has requested a visit from a pastor. So while I'm there at the nursing home, I will go into her unit, Unit A, and pay her a visit and hold her hand and pray for her and present to her, if she doesn't already know him, present to her the man referred to here in Isaiah 32:2, which is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is that man that provides us a hiding place from everything. Refreshing waters in a dry place. A great shadow to cover us from the beating rays of the unmerciful sun. For Mary right now, Heavenly Father, we come to you. Here's a woman by the name of Mary Nixon. All we know about her, Lord, is that she will soon pass. She is called for a minister. She has reached out and asked for someone to come and visit her to speak to her about God. Lord, bless us today as we go to the nursing home, as we go to our brothers and sisters who are waiting for us eagerly today to bring them the service. I ask you to bless Brother Joe and Sister Char, Sister Jeannie and Linda and Daniel and myself. And Lord, we have so many people at the nursing home. Sister Bonnie, who's also transitioning. And Lord, this woman by the name of Mary, we pray. Be merciful, O God. And if she doesn't know Jesus, that she may discover him today, the man of Isaiah 32:2. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. We're looking at that portion of the text in Isaiah 32:2 that's in blue, as rivers of water in a dry place. Here you have a picture in your outline on page 2. You have a picture of the children of Israel as they are wandering through the wilderness of sin. Not that the wilderness had sin in it, but that it's just called the wilderness of sin. And you have somewhere around 3 million people plus livestock that Moses is in charge of shepherding. And they come to numerous places where they are in need of water. In need of water. And time again, Moses, the man of God, the servant of the Lord, turns to God in prayer, and God instructs him to speak to a particular rock, and that this rock will give out water, rivers of water, streams of water. Now, the children of Israel are in a dry, dry, dry place. Arid. The desert is arid. There's only a few oases here and there. But where they are is arid, hot, beating sun, no water. Think about the amount of water you need to have to satisfy the thirst of 3 million people plus livestock. It's incredible. But God did it, and he did it for an amazing record of 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. The water and the rock are one and the same. The rock is Jesus. The water is his gospel. The thirst, the soul quenching. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians 10. And we want to start reading at verse 1 because here the Apostle Paul rehearses the history of the children of Israel in the wilderness. We're only going to read 4 key verses, starting at verse 1, and we shall conclude at verse number 4. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 4.
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Amen. So it says here in the text, giving us the history of the Exodus, the children of Israel come out of Egypt, and it says that they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all did eat of the same spiritual meat, which was the manna from heaven, and all did drink of the same spiritual rock, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was what? Christ. When you read Old Testament commentaries written by Hebrew scholars, Jewish scholars, you will find invariably that all of them make mention of this fable. There was this story, there was this fable, this myth, that as the children of Israel marched from station to station where God would have them to go, there was this huge boulder that would roll alongside of them. It was an animated rock. And this boulder just, as they marched, the boulder rolled. And whenever they needed water, Moses would speak to the boulder, and the boulder would gush out water. So it's interesting to see that the Apostle Paul here says, and they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. Now, of course, it's a fable. There was no rock that followed them, but I just find it interesting that the Hebrews, the Jews, in their commentaries, would just make note of this teaching, that there was indeed this rock that followed the people. Paul says, well, the rock, it was a spiritual rock, not a material rock. It's a spiritual rock. And that spiritual rock that followed them, the same way we're followed, you're followed, I'm followed. Every day you're followed. You're followed. I'm followed. I remember as a little boy when my grandmother would send me off to school, she didn't think I noticed, but when she'd say, okay, here's your lunchbox, here's your book bag. I would take my little metal lunchbox with my thermos in it, and I would grab my book bag, and I would be on my way to school, and I would look back, and there she was following me, but at a distance. And then when I would turn around, she would try to hide, but I would just catch her. And she was only following me to ensure that I got to school safe and sound. Well, there's a rock that follows you. There's a Savior who watches over you day and night. His name is Jesus. And when you need him for refreshing, for a season of refreshing, when you find yourself tired and weary and without strength and are in need of a boost, a charge, if you will, he provides that river of water in a dry place. This world is a dry place. This world is spiritually arid. This world, with all of its machinations and all of its amazements, really has nothing to offer us. Nothing contained in this world, created by Satan, to lure men away from God, will ever satisfy man's spiritual thirst. The only one who can satisfy the thirst of man is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is as a river of water in a dry place. Notice, not a cup of water. No, he's not a cup of water. He's more than a bottle of water. He's more than a case of water. He's rivers of water. You know, you have one river going through St. Johnsville, and you got another river going through Herkimer, and you have another river going through Palatine Bridge, and you have another river going through Fort Plain, and you got rivers just going everywhere. Everywhere. And that's Jesus. Jesus is available everywhere. He's available to every hamlet, every village, every town, every city, every state. Jesus is running. Jesus is flowing as rivers of water in this dry spiritual world. And where did it all begin? Well, Moses or Paul here reminds us they all did drink of the same spiritual drink, for they all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Let me take you to one final scripture, John 19. John 19, this was read during our Passion Week services. This was read on Good Friday, if I'm not mistaken, Sister Linda Hart read this passage, or someone read it. And it reads like this, John 19, 34, and one of the soldiers with a spear pierced Jesus' side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Blood to cancel our sins. Water to quench our thirst. Jesus is that massive river that turns into many little rivers in many different places in a dry, dry place. My brothers and sisters, let us continue to pray that that torrent of salvation, that flood of salvation, that river of salvation will continue to flow. May we proclaim Jesus as the water of life to men and women and young people and children who sit in this world dying of spiritual thirst. May God bless you and keep you. I want to close the broadcast today with this wonderful hymn entitled, Jesus is the Rock.
Jesus is a rock, hallelujah. Jesus is around. Amen. Hallelujah, he is a rock, Jesus is a rock, hey.